John chapter number 21 this morning, and had no intention of doing this, but I'm going to sound kind of like a broken record probably when I say this, because Dad says this a lot of times, and it seems like we've been saying it a lot here at different points, but had no intention at all whatsoever to keep on doing what we've been doing the past several weeks on Sunday mornings. I'll be honest with you. I don't, as long story behind this, but typically do not do series of messages on Sunday mornings. And there's different personal things as far as that goes. But the Lord has taken and led us that direction. And so I want to follow Him more than anything else. And we've been talking over the past several weeks, ever since Easter, when the Lord led us to start looking at this. Unintentionally on Easter, but the Lord just kind of keeps leading us that direction. We looked at times in the Bible where the Bible talks about where Jesus told different people to come. And that's what we've been looking at over the past several weeks, and where Jesus during His earthly ministry, and of course we started on Easter and kind of been working our way backwards, but that's okay. Talking about where they said, of course, where Lazarus said, where Jesus said to Lazarus to come forth, you know, to come out of that tomb. And then we talked about also where, of course, the angel of the Lord, said to come and see the place where the Lord lay. And then we've talked a little bit about where Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. And then last time, week before last, we talked about Zacchaeus, and where Jesus said, come down, for I'm going to your house today. And we talked about that. And then here in John chapter 21, we find another time where Jesus told someone to come, if you will. And we'll look at that here in just a few minutes. But John chapter number 21, and we'll begin reading there in just a minute. But before we begin this morning, let's go ahead and go to the Lord in prayer and ask His help and His blessing on the service and on this time this morning. Dear Lord, we just thank You this morning for everything that You've done. Thank You for Your many blessings. Thank You for how You work, dear Lord, and for how You lead us in our lives. Dear Lord, how You lead us in our church. Dear Lord, and just for how You lead us and guide us along life's way. Dear Lord, we come to You this morning asking You again that You'd help us. Dear Lord, we come to You as needy people this morning with many things in our hearts and many things in our midst and on our lives and minds this morning. And dear Father, I pray that You'd help us this morning to set all the things of earth aside, that You'd help us to take all the cares and set them aside for a few minutes and just focus, dear Lord, by Your grace and with Your help on Your Word this morning and what You'd have for us from Your Word. And I pray that Your Holy Spirit would use Your Word to speak to our hearts, to encourage us, to give us the strength that we need, but dear Father, as well, to give us the conviction that we may need in our lives so that we might be strengthened and so that we might go forth, dear Lord, and serve You in a better way. Dear Father, I pray now that You bless the service this morning, hide me behind the cross, anoint me, help us this morning. Let everything that's said and done be according to Your will with the anointing of Your Holy Spirit. Lead us and guide us. Help us now, I pray. Thank You for allowing me to be here. Thank You for allowing each and every person to be here this morning. For those that couldn't, that You'd work in their hearts as well. Thank You for all that You've done and what You're going to do in this service. In Jesus' name, amen. John chapter number 21, we'll begin reading in verse number 1 this morning. It says, after these things, Jesus showed Himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise showed He Himself. We spend a lot of time, seems like, at the water today, ain't we? We spent some time on the water in Sunday school, and now we're kind of at the water, if you will, and going to get on the water again here in just a second. But verse 2, it says, there were together Simon Peter and Thomas, called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other of His disciples. Before we go on here, notice the people that's here in this story, here in this account. Notice that there is, by my count, seven different of Jesus' disciples. Notice the first one was Peter. Then the Bible says there was Thomas. We know him oftentimes, Doubting Thomas, right? There was Thomas, Didymus. There was Nathanael of Cana in Galilee. And then there was the sons of Zebedee, which we know the Bible is talking about there, the sons of Zebedee, Jesus' disciples, was James and John. And so there you see was those two. And then it says, and two other of his disciples. So that makes seven, if my counting's right this morning. That means there was seven of Jesus' disciples. Of course, keep in mind, this was after the resurrection had taken place. They had done seen Jesus a couple of different times. Matter of fact, if we skip down to the end, you'd see this is the third time that they were getting ready to show the Lord, the Bible says, the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples. And so we see here that seven different men, if you will, were out. That's the characters here, and they were getting ready to go fishing. In verse 3, it said, Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a fishing. They say unto him, we also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. Here we see that Simon Peter's the one that, if you will, initiates the fishing trip. He's the one that says, hey, let's go fishing. And I love that. That to me, that's like the best thing in the world anybody could say almost is let's go fishing. I love fishing. It's a good thing. And I did a little bit of that at the beach this week. Didn't have much success as normal. But I still went, enjoyed it, and had a good time. The little bit got to do. But here Peter said, let's go fishing. He was the one that initiated it. And of course, all the others, the Bible says, they went forth, they went with him into the ship. Now keep in mind, we told you there was seven, and we looked at the names of who these were, but keep in mind, this wasn't a, these men were not, if you will, we'll use the word amateur fishermen. They were not like me, they were not like most of us in here this morning. These men were professional, career, by trade fishermen. These men knew what they were doing, right? This is what they did to make their living. They fished for a living before they met Jesus and followed Him as a disciple. Then, and we'll look at that a little bit later on. That's what they were, was fishermen. They were professional fishermen. They were, we might say, the bassmasters back then of our day to day. They knew how to fish. They knew what to do. And here was these seven men out there getting on the ship, and they were going fishing. But the Bible says they went forth in the middle of verse 3 and entered into a ship immediately. And that night they caught nothing. Now I marked that in my Bible because that right there says a lot to me. Because keep in mind, here is seven expert career by trade fishermen. These men, if they didn't catch fish before they met Jesus, they didn't make money. They didn't eat. This was what they did for a living. It wasn't like just you and I going out hoping we catch some fish, you know, like most of us do. They didn't catch, they were in bad shape. These men, they caught nothing. No doubt they had been, by being professional fishermen in this area, I imagine they had been out on this sea. They had been out fishing by boat hundreds of times, no doubt. They knew the fishing holes, right? They knew the places to go where the fish would be. They knew what to do, how to do it, where to do it at. They had all the knowledge, if you will, all the skill that anybody could imagine. And so these were experts. And for them to take and fish all night long and not to catch any fish, no fish, that's a bad night, ain't it? If you and I go and we don't catch nothing, it's bad. But when you go out with the professionals, seven of them, and they couldn't figure it out and they couldn't catch any fish all night long, that's a bad night of fishing. That's when you know the fish really ain't biting. That's when you know the fish really ain't hungry. That's when you know something is wrong, if you will. Here they had taken, and I put this down, the first thing we need to see this morning to help us from what took place here is here they were surprised, no doubt, that they had fished all night long and had caught no fish. No doubt they were disheartened in the fact they had fished all night long and caught no fish. You and I are when we go and we don't catch anything. But here's the professionals and nothing. But yeah, and so no doubt they're disheartened. They're surprised by the fact they haven't caught anything. They're professionals. They knew what to do, when to do it, where to do it, how to do it at. They had done this 100 times, no doubt. But yet this time the result was different than all the times in the past because there was no fish whatsoever. No fish at all whatsoever. They were working, I had here, without the Lord's direction, and that's always the wrong direction. Here they were out fishing without the Lord's direction. And we'll take a look at this in just a few minutes, but I personally, and you can believe differently, this is fine, I'm not going to split hairs over this, but I personally believe they should not have been out on that boat fishing. Because the Lord had called them to be disciples. He had called them to drop their nets, to forsake and go away from what they had been doing previously before they met Him. But here they were, out there on a ship, fishing, going back to the what they used to be before they met the Lord. Here they were going back previously to what they had been doing. Nothing wrong with fishing, but they didn't have the Lord's direction to go fishing. They decided this is what they were going to do. They were going to go out. They were going to go fishing. They went in their own direction, if you will, and that's why I believe they caught nothing in part. It's because they went of their own will, if you will. And the Bible says they caught nothing. Today, you and I, we take in our own lives oftentimes and we launch out on our own. We launch out into the deep, if you will, on our own, with our own knowledge, with our own ability, and we say, hey, I can make it on my own. They didn't know at what direction or what point to go in this point because, of course, all that had taken place with Jesus just rising and you know, everything else, they wasn't sure what direction to go in. And so what did they do? They went to what they knew to do. But yet they found out the result was different, and this time there was no fish there. Shows to me that the Lord wasn't in what they were doing because there was no blessing at this point. They were doing things in their own knowledge, their own way, and their own ability. This is never the right way to do things. But yet oftentimes in our life, that's what we do, ain't it? We don't know what to do, and so we just do something. We do what we think is best, and it never works out right. We do things the same way a lot of times. Working without the Lord's direction in our own direction, our own way, is always the wrong direction, and the results will be nothing. Here we see that in verse number 4, the Bible says, but when the morning was now come, after fishing all night long, not catching anything, then came the morning. Amen. There's a message right there in itself. Then come the morning. All night long they were out there fishing, but then the morning come. Then I see that sun maybe peeking over that horizon just a little bit. The morning come. Can you imagine being out there all night long, as maybe some of you have been? I've never done very much night fishing. I most time go during the day, mornings, evenings, all that. But being out there all night long and catching no fish, and all of a sudden the sun pokes up, and you're like, okay, let's just go home and go to bed. I can't imagine, but that may have been, you know, they're tired. You're wore out all night long and hadn't caught anything. No result. But when the morning was now come, here come the morning, Jesus stood on the shore. But the disciples, notice this, knew not that it was Jesus. They didn't recognize, they did not realize that this was the Lord Jesus Christ that was there on the shore that was getting ready to speak to them. Keep that in mind. Then Jesus saith unto them, they didn't recognize who He was, but they heard the voice, children, have ye any meat? In other words, we'd say this, did you catch anything? Right? Did you catch anything? I went to the pier this week. The people always ask you when you're up there, when you're coming down, going off, they always say, well, did you have any luck? Did you catch anything? And I kind of see that's what Jesus is saying here to these men. And they just hear somebody hollering out from the shore, Brother Mike, not sure who it is. And they just hear, hey, you got any meat? Did you catch anything? You got any breakfast? You know, did you catch any meat? Did you catch anything? And they said, no. And that's what I tell people most times, not much. No, didn't catch nothing. Nothing. No fish at all whatsoever. No. And He said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. Now, folks, I'm not the smartest person in the world. Most of y'all know that. But I see here that Jesus, they didn't know who He was. Keep that in mind. They had caught no fish. They answered no. He says, hey, take and cast the net on the right side. Now, I'm not the smartest in the world, but I know this. If Jesus told them to cast it on the right side or the other side, then what side of the boat was they fishing on all along? The wrong side or the left side of the boat. And so that speaks to me tonight about you and I. When we do things our way, we wind up with doing things on the left. Things that are the wrong side. Things that are not the right side, if you will. I think about me when I go down to the beach. I'll share this with y'all. when I go down to the beach and I go fishing, I go to the Garden City Pier. It's where I like to go. It's just a tradition type of thing too, I guess, to be honest with you. When I go out there on the pier, I always fish, and I didn't realize this until I started studying this. I always go to, I have the tendency, and I like to go to the left side of the pier. Every time I go, for some reason, I don't know why, Kelly will tell you this, I've told her this for a long time, I like this side of the pier better. I like this side of the pier better. I don't know why, I just do. It's what I've always done. It's what I like. I've had the best success, I guess you'd say, over there on that side. And it's just, I like to go right there. That side of the pier, different spots, but always on that side, the left side. And so you think about here they were, no doubt they were fishing on the right, the left side of the boat, on the wrong side, if you will, in this case. And the reason why they were fishing over there is because no doubt the same reason I do, because that's where I like to go. That's where I've had the best success at. These were professional fishermen. So what did they do? They went where they always did. They do what they had always done. They expected to have some good results, but instead they had absolutely nothing. Because they were fishing on the left side, they were fishing on the wrong side of the boat. And now all of a sudden they hear this man who said, "Hey, did you catch anything?" They said, "No." He said, "Hey, cast it on the right side of the boat and you might catch some fish." Is that what Jesus told them? No. He said, "Cast it on the right side," and I know, mark these words, "ye shall find." Here's a promise. Jesus said, if you cast that net on the right side, you will catch some fish. Think about that with me. How oftentimes do you and I take and we do things our way, our own way, the wrong direction, and then maybe God takes in His Word through maybe a sermon, through a song, maybe through our daily Bible reading, the Lord says, "Hey, you need to get back on the right side. You need to do this different in your life. You've been going the wrong direction, casting the wrong direction, going in the wrong direction, the wrong things. Working with the Lord's direction is always the right direction." But yet, here they were going in the wrong direction. You think about this with me. Working in the Lord's direction is always the right direction. And the Lord's direction is always on the right side. The Lord's direction is always right. It's always on the right side. And here we see that it's no coincidence, I believe, that Jesus told them, cast the net on the right side. Because God's way is always right. The way that God tells us to go, the way the Bible tells us to go, is always right. And His direction is always right. It's always best. And we need to take today and make sure that we're casting our nets, that we're going in our lives on the right side, on the way that He would have us to go, in the direction He would have us to go. And here the Lord told them, He said, "Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find." When we do things God's way, He promises what? He promises to be there with us. He promises there'll be blessings, there'll be fruit. When we do the things that honor and please God in His way and the things His Word talks about, we can't even dream and imagine a lot of times when we do things His way, the results, don't we? We're amazed a lot of times at, hey, look at what God did. Just because here, if they will take and they'll cast that net on the right side, He says, you're going to catch a bunch of fish. You shall find. Today, I wonder if the Lord maybe isn't telling some of us, you need to take and cast your net on the right side, and you shall find. You feel like in your life you've been casting the net, you've been working hard, you've been trying to do everything you can do, but yet there's no results. Maybe it's because you're casting the net, going your direction, your own way, out of your own knowledge, your own ability, your own will, because this is the way I've always done things, when the Lord wants you to take and cast it somewhere different that you never have before. I thought about this morning as well. Here they were, they told to cast their net on the right side. This is amazing in itself that they took, and what did the Bible say they do? They cast. That's amazing. Because don't miss who these men were. Professional fishermen. If they had realized it was Jesus, we might be able to say, okay, they're obeying Jesus because they know Jesus. But they didn't realize it was Jesus. They were professionals at what they were doing. They had some stranger at this point tell them to put the net somewhere different than where they thought the net ought to go, obviously, because they had been fishing all night and had no luck whatsoever. And he tells them to do something different than what they normally would do. And they take and they readily obey and they readily follow and start to cast that net on the right side, on the other side of the ship, just like he had said. That's amazing that these men were not reluctant, but they were receptive. They were not hesitant, but they hasted. They did not complain and say, I'm not putting the net over there. We ain't caught no fish all night long. There's no fish in that part of the lake. I am going home. Let's take the boat to shore, boys. That man don't know what he's talking about. Here's somebody on the shore trying to tell me what to do. He don't know how many times I've fished here in this lake. He don't know, you know, and that could have been the attitude. That's the attitude probably a lot of us would have had, wouldn't it? But instead of complaining, they took and obeyed. They did not complain, and so the nets could hardly contain the results. And I believe today that's what we need in our lives. It's not to do the complaining, not to be reluctant, not to hesitate, but instead we need to simply obey and trust God in what He tells us to do by faith. You say, I ain't never done that before. Or maybe I've tried that in the past. Or maybe I've done this in the past. If God's telling you to do something, you need to do it. You say, but I'm afraid to throw it on that side. I don't want to. I want to go this way. This is what I need to do. No, God said, throw it on that side. You need to obey Him. Here, the Lord was asking them to cast the net for Him on the other side. Somewhere different than they ever had before. Maybe today you have been being a witness for the Lord. And I say praise the Lord if you have. Maybe you've been being a witness, a soul winner. You've been sharing the gospel for the Lord. But maybe today the Lord is telling you, hey, you've been casting the net. But now I want you to take and cast it somewhere different. I want you to do something different for me than you've ever done before. I want you to do something different. Step outside the comfort zone, if you will, and listen and obey me. Here to step outside of casting the net in the comfort zone, but instead cast it into the great depths of the unknown by faith, just as these disciples did at the word of the Lord. Don't cast doubt, but instead cast by faith. And here that's what they did, is they took and they followed, they obeyed, they cast the net on the side, and they listened to what this man told them to do, who we know was Jesus, that they didn't know at that point. He said, and ye shall find. Turn with me, if you would, to hold your place here. We're coming back to Mark chapter number 1. Mark chapter number 1. And as you're turning with me to Mark 1, I give you this verse of Scripture. Mark 1, the Bible says in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Here the Lord, they were trusting in their own understanding. Don't cast on that side, throw on this side. What did they do? They trusted in the Lord with all their heart. They didn't lean into their own understanding and their own way of fishing and their own way of doing things anymore. Instead, they leaned unto Him, and they took and cast the net on the other side, and the Lord directed their path, and the results was blessings beyond measure. We see here, Mark chapter 1, notice verse 16. I mentioned this to you earlier, and this, of course, is at the very, very beginning of Jesus' ministry. It says, now as He walked by the Sea of Galilee, He saw Simon and Andrew, Simon being Peter, right? Peter's one of the ones in what we're looking at today in John 21. And some of these are the same people here. And Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus said unto them, what? Come. There's another time that Jesus told somebody to come. Jesus called Simon. He called here Andrew, and He said, come ye after me, and I will make you fishers of men. Here Jesus promised them that if you take and you will come and you will follow me, I will make you a fisher of men. In other words, the Lord would use them to win souls for Him. Amen? To see hearts, to see lives changed. May I say today, we need to maybe cast the net on the other side. go and do in the things in the direction that God's speaking to your heart and to your life about this morning. Outside of that comfort zone, just come and follow Him as these men did here, the disciples. And you know what He'll do? He'll make you a fisher of men. You see, they didn't know nothing about Jesus at this point. They didn't know about salvation and all these types of things. But Jesus said, if you come, you follow me, I will make you this. They weren't there yet. And maybe today you say, I don't know how. I don't know how to do what the Lord's speaking to my heart about doing. Today, may I say, come to Him and He'll make you a fisher of men. What the Lord's calling you to do in your life, what He's speaking to you about, if you'll just come to Him, He'll take and He'll make you that. He'll give you the ability, the help, the strength, the grace that you need for whatever it is. The same man here, Peter, is the same one that we're reading about today in John chapter number 21. And here he went back to the former things that he had been called out from when Jesus told him to come and make you a fisher of men. Here he is back fishing again. But ain't it amazing the way even when we go back a lot of times in our lives to the things that we shouldn't be necessarily going back to, what happens? The Lord shows up. Amen. And He reminds us. And here we see the Lord showing up. And here we see, He says, cast the net on the other side, back in John 21:6. Cast it on the right side and ye shall find. They cast the net, the Bible says, therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Now, I haven't said anything about this on purpose because I don't want to draw any attention to it. But I feel the Lord leading me to do this morning. On TV for the past several weeks, ever since Easter, there's been a show dealing with Jesus. A.D. Some of y'all's probably seen it, maybe watched parts of it. They always get everything wrong practically most time and stuff. And it started off not so bad, and then now it's just done got so bad, it's just, I don't have no clue where half of it's coming from. But anyway, it doesn't matter. But the point is, a lot of it's wrong. They depicted this on one of the ones I watched. And they took and they showed, you know how many fish being caught? That many. One fish being caught. What does the Bible say? Multitude of fishes. So many that the net was to the point of breaking. So if you watch that, that's fine. I watched part of it too. But keep this in mind, it's wrong. The Bible's right. It wasn't one fish, it was a bunch of fish. So many, and I'm going to tell you specifically how many it was here in a minute because the Bible tells us. It was not one fish that they took and caught. It was a multitude of fishes. So many that the net was to the point of breaking. And here we see they could not draw it in for the multitude of fishes. Boy, they had a new problem here they had never experienced before. And a lot of times when the Lord gives you big blessings and new blessings and you obey Him, sometimes you're going to have some good problems and good things you're going to experience you never experienced before. And here they took and they had a net that was full. They could not draw it in for the multitude of fishes. Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved, we know it's talking about John, saith unto Peter, it is the Lord. Now they realize who He is all of a sudden when they see this net slam full of fish, right? To the point of breaking. This has got to be Jesus. Nobody else could know, you know, and this could take place. This is a miracle. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girded his fisher's coat unto himself, for he was naked, and he cast himself into the sea. That's another one they got wrong on TV. They didn't show Peter naked and what was going on taking place here. They show him fully clothed. He's out there on the boat doing his business. The Bible says here that Peter was out there and he was naked. That speaks to me about, don't miss this, meeting the Lord always leads to some things. When they realized who the Lord Jesus Christ was, and when you meet the Lord, there's some things that change. And here we see, first off, that the change took place concerning His clothing. When you take Him, when you meet the Lord, when the Lord shows up, when the Lord's there, guess what? When you obey in God, there'll be some change in your clothing. Here this man was dressed out there inappropriate. Here he was with no clothes on whatsoever. I've seen a lot of that, unfortunately, this week. And he took and he cast himself into the sea. Put his coat on, jumped into the sea. And you think about, no doubt, the shame that he must have felt when he realized this was Jesus. who this was. This was Jesus. Meeting the Lord always leads to change in a person's life. And here today we see this. And that's why I tell you, a person that truly comes to the Lord Jesus Christ, that truly gets born again, that truly gets saved, the Bible says, by their fruits ye shall know them. They're a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things passed away. All things become new. There will be a change. I'm not saying that overnight they'll turn from, night to day, supposedly, but the Lord grows and works in a person's heart, and it changes you. The Lord changes you, grows you, helps you. And here we see that he met the Lord, and there was a change when he realized. There was conviction, if you will. Maybe some of us need some conviction this morning and realizing and meet with the Lord and have some conviction about some things we're maybe wearing or not separating from or going back to in our lives that we should be separated from, as happened here with Peter. But we see a change, but also when you meet the Lord, the conditions change. The conditions change because here we see they went from the condition of before they met the Lord, no fish. Before the Lord showed up, no fish. Despair, gloom, no fish. Disappointment, wondering, just aimlessly trying. But once they met the Lord, that all changed. Once they obeyed the Lord, once they trusted the Lord by faith and met with Him, things changed. May I say, this is a good application of why it's so important for us to meet with the Lord daily in prayer time and Bible study. Because we need to have that time when we meet with the Lord every day. He speaks to us, we speak to Him through prayer, and we allow Him to speak to our hearts so that we might be changed. Amen. So that we might receive the blessings in our lives as the Lord works and grows in our hearts and our lives through His Word. Encouragement, strengthenment, conviction, whatever have you, so that we might honor and please Him. And here they met the Lord. The Lord showed up. There was a blessing, and the blessing was the abundance of fish in this case. The Bible said in verse 8, "And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes." Here they are, dragging the net along the bottom, Brother Brent, with fishes. Just dragging it in, trying to get, hoping that net can make it, that it don't break. A whole lot more than one fish, ain't it? Hoping that it don't break. And they're dragging the fish in. The Bible says, as soon as they were come to the land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon and bread. Notice Jesus had been doing some fishing too, I believe, because the net had never reached the shore yet, and when they got to shore with the net, there was already fish on the fire. Jesus had been cooking some fish, no doubt, probably he caught on his own. And there Jesus was cooking the fish, he was baking the bread, if you will, and the Bible says that down in verse number 10, Jesus saith unto him, "Bring of the fish which ye have now caught." So here Jesus said, "I've got some fish cooking. Hey, bring your fish, we'll cook them too. Bring of the fish which you have now caught," he said. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land, full of great fishes. I believe that word great speaks to the fact of this. Hey, big fish. They wasn't no little sardines. These wasn't no minnows. These were great fish. This was 153, if you look at the next part, and 153 big fish. A whole lot more than one. Now, how in the world and people can get it wrong so much from 1 to 153 when the Bible says 153, I don't know. But 153 fish is what they wound up catching. So much that the nets was the point of breaking, that they were dragging the fish in. But you know what? I found this interesting. Never thought about this before. The net didn't break, did it? All the fish, 153 of them, were brought safely to the shore. That speaks to me this morning about how the Lord takes and we obey the Lord. We cast our net, we obey the Lord by faith and by trust in what He tells us to do. The results will be there's many blessings. But I thank the Lord for this too. It speaks to me about the Lord. The Lord orders, He can bring safely to the shore. And you know, oftentimes today we take and the Lord blesses us in so many ways, so many things beyond measure. I give you this verse of Scripture, Psalms 37:4. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. These men, they desired some fish. They wanted to catch some fish. The Lord didn't have to allow them to catch no fish. The Lord could have took and did like He did in cases before. He could have took and provided the fish for them. They could have come to the shore, and there's the fish Jesus had caught, and they could have ate fish supper, right? But no, instead, what did the Lord do? He revealed Himself in a mighty way. He used them so that His will might be accomplished, so that He might show His power, show His strength through these men by faith, by obedience. He gave them the desires of their heart. I think about oftentimes in my life how the Lord takes and He does things in my life and gives me the desires of my heart, things I want, things I seek, not because I deserve them by no means, but because He's just God and He blesses us. Delight yourself in the Lord. Obey the Lord. Delight yourself in obeying Him, honoring Him, pleasing Him, doing what He would have you to do in your life, and He'll give you some desires in your heart. Not saying that He'll take and grant every prayer request that you ever pray in the way that you want it. I'm not saying that. But the Lord will bless you and give you some things. And the Lord took here, and those fish made it safely to shore, all 153 of them. The net did not break. The strength was there, yet was not the net broken, the Bible said in verse number 11. Jesus saith unto them, come and dine. Here's the time, another time when Jesus said, come. This morning He said, come and dine to these disciples. And none of the disciples durst ask Him, who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and giveth them fish, bread giveth them and taketh bread and giveth them and fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed Himself to His disciples after that He was risen from the dead. Meeting the Lord Jesus always leads to change. And it led to a change in the fishing. It led to a change in the blessings. It led to a change in the clothing. It led to many changes that we could talk about here. When God is there and when God blesses, it'll be evident. 153 fish. I don't know about some of y'all. Maybe y'all have been on a big fishing trip somewhere and you've caught 153 fish. I hadn't. I'd like to. I noticed this time I went down to the pier, they put this new law in now, South Carolina has, that you can't catch more than 50, a combination of 50 when it comes to three or four different types of fish out the water at one time. Yeah, I thought to myself, well, you know, that's 50, you know, but 50 fish. That'd be a lot, wouldn't it? I can't 50. We could feed a mess of people off 50 fish, you know, decent size. But here they had 153. 153 fish they caught that the Lord blessed them with. When God blesses, it's evident. He will never put on us more than we can bear in our lives. Amen? And here the Lord, I believe that's evidenced by this net. That they took this net with 153 fish and the net made it all the way to shore. Pulling in what God had provided. And shows us a lot of times we think the Lord's putting on us more than we could bear, but He never will. The net will hold. The anchor will hold. And it'll be made safely to shore. God will not lose any of His children. That net, it all made it safely. Speaks to me about the Bible told back Peter. He told Nathanael in the verses we looked at earlier when he called him, he said, come, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. I believe today the big picture, there's many applications out of this, but the big picture I think we need to see is this. We need to be busy casting the net for the Lord in the direction that He tells us to. When He tells us to cast it, we need to cast it. And we need to realize that the Lord never takes and He never loses one of His own. Amen? In other words, the net will never be full, and one can never be saved and swim out of that net and get away, and the net will never break. But they'll be taken safely home. And I'm glad today to know that I'm one of those fish in that net. Amen? And I'm glad to know that now the Lord can take and use me by if I just come to Him as a fisher of men. Today will you take and come to the Lord. He says, come and dine to those that are lost and feast on the riches that He has awaiting for you. Think about that marriage supper of the Lamb one day, what we're going to have in heaven. He says, come and dine. But He's also saying today to His disciples, to you and I that are saved, just as He said to His disciples back then, obey me. Come and dine. Follow me and see all the blessings that I have in store for you that's waiting. If you'll just obey me and trust me at my word by faith. Today, will you come and dine with the Lord on all that He has for you? You know, I think about this. This morning, I close with this. I want the Lord to use me in my life to see souls saved for Him. Amen? To see people make it to heaven. And if we'll take and obey the Lord and follow Him and be faithful to Him and cast our nets in the direction He tells us to, not and say, well, I'm going to do this because this is what I've always done for the Lord. That's good. Keep doing that. But if the Lord takes and He tells you to cast your net somewhere else, to go somewhere else, to do something different than you ever done before, then you know what you need to do? You need to cast the net over there. Because His way, His instruction is always right, and there's blessings and fruit to be had if we'll just cast and obey Him. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank You for all that You've done. Thank You this morning for Your Word. Thank You, dear Lord, for the account of what You did long ago with Your disciples, of how, dear Father, despite them going back to their former trade, their former profession, that, dear Lord, You showed up, You met with them again in a special way through the obedience and faith of them to You. You took and performed a mighty miracle. Dear Lord, I pray that You'd help us today to obey You by faith and trust and not lean into our own understanding and our own ideas, but instead delight ourselves in You, obey You, and dear Lord, then to be amazed and thankful for the fruit and for the things that You give in our lives and how You work in our hearts, our lives, and the hearts and lives of others. Help us to be fishers of men as we ought to be. In Jesus' name, amen.